Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I've been thinking a lot about enemies lately. I suppose many of us have. Whether refugees are our enemies or Russians. When I was listening to a biography of Pope Francis, I heard about a mother whose son died in a nightclub fire and how angry she was that Pope Francis, who was then Bishop Bergoglio, ministered not only to the survivors and the family members of those who had died, but that he also ministered to the band members who were accused of setting off the fireworks that started the fire. They were supposed to be the enemy, but he had compassion on them too. Today is the 75th anniversary of Executive Order 9066, signed by President Franklin Roosevelt, ordering all residents of Japanese descent to be transported to internment camps to prevent them from committing acts of sabotage. Americans were considered enemies. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "Love your enemies," which is asking a lot. But Jesus goes farther than that. He gets annoyingly specific. Jesus encourages his listeners, if you are struck on the right cheek, present the other one. To give our coat to someone who took our jacket, to walk a second mile for an occupying soldier who could legally require anyone to carry his belongings for 1 mile. Jesus insists his followers be willing to endure for the other person. Endure even those who are cruel, who do not want what is best for us. It is outrageous that Jesus insists on such radical self-giving. I don't think I can do it. And I don't want to do it. Like the prophet Jonah, I want to hate my enemies. Thank you very much. I do not yet will what God wills. And chances are, neither do you. That is why we start our worship with confession. God knows very well what we have done and what we have left undone of God's good and gracious will. But in worship, we confess anyway. Not because God needs to hear it from us, but because we need to make ourselves ready to enter into God's presence. We say who we are, honestly. Sinners in need of God's forgiveness. In some ways, we are God's enemies. Of course, we prefer to think of ourselves as God's friends, but we don't give ourselves completely into God's desires or even the better part. Consider our first reading from Leviticus, the book that contains most of the holiness code of the Old Testament. The Lord called for the people to be holy as God is holy. Then the Lord defines holiness in very specific and practical ways. Leaving a good portion of the garden produce to be picked by the poor and the alien, so that they will have both food and dignity. Holiness is also not stealing, not cheating, not defrauding. The holiness laws include judging fairly, not on the basis of who you know or who can help you out. Again, with the specifics. I often try to do most of those things that are listed. I try to be honest, honorable, generous, and judge only on the facts. But then I remember that I tend to get a little choosy about which facts I pay attention to. And way too often I'm not generous at all. God would be justified in considering me more enemy than friend. The last of the holiness laws we have for today is the climax, to love your neighbor as yourself. Whether your neighbor is the victim of a terrible fire or the one who caused it. Of course, our neighbors are both. If we are to be in any way holy, as God is holy, we should love ourselves. And we should expect more of ourselves than what we do or think in our worst moments. And if we love ourselves and love God, we should also recognize that we disappoint both ourselves and God. And if we are to be holy, as God is holy, we should love even those who act against us, as God loves us, even when we act against God's good and clear will. That advice that Jesus gives, love your enemies, would be easier to ignore if Jesus had not actually loved his enemies. Do you remember the story of the rich man who considered following Jesus until Jesus told him to give up everything he owned? The gospel says that even after that man went away, not following Jesus, Jesus loved him. Jesus told the tax collector, who's collecting more than he should have, to restore money to the people he had cheated. Those were words of love. He allowed the man to do the right thing, to get right with neighbor and with God. And on the cross, Jesus prayed for those who put him there. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus definitely walked the walk. He didn't just talk the talk. He loved his enemies. And that makes it even more important for us who are his followers to do the same thing. Jesus made himself vulnerable. His was a vulnerability grounded in love. He was vulnerable because he refused to withdraw. He remained accessible. He put himself at people's disposal. Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Why? So that you may be children of your Father in heaven. We know that children tend to do what their parents do. If you as a parent utter a particular, perhaps forbidden word with strong emphasis, you should not be surprised when your little toddler utters that same word with exactly the same emphasis. But our children also mimic us in showing kindness, in standing up for those being bullied, in offering to help, in being delighted learners. So I join Jesus in saying today, love, so you can be like your God in whose image you were made. Love, so you can be the best person you can be. And love, so that your enemies can be more like God's image also. Love your enemies, so you can see in them what God sees in them, a beloved child, which is how God sees us, after all. Former enemies, now dear and great friends. But on this Sunday, even as I emphasize to you Jesus' call to love your enemies, I do not want you to confuse vulnerability grounded in love with a willingness to be a doormat. Bishop Bergoglio felt the anger from the grieving mother, but he didn't let her anger stop him from loving the band members who started that awful fire, or from continuing to love her. The love he knew from God was enough to love them both and to respect himself also. Jesus calls us to a vulnerability grounded in love. But Jesus does not want us to deny our worthiness. It is the more perfect way, the way to being God's children, to love ourselves fully, to love everyone else fully, even those who act as our enemies. Even those we regard as our enemies without any actions on their part at all. It is not easy, but it is worth it. Amen.